Well, let's hear more now about that massive hack at Equifax, one of the country's three largest credit reporting agencies, which announced yesterday that the Social Security numbers and sensitive financial data of 143 million American customers had been stolen. That's nearly half the country. Equifax CEO Richard Smith said yesterday that the company has known about the hack for more than a month.
On July 29th of this year, we discovered that attackers had gained unauthorized access to certain Equifax data files. We acted immediately to stop the intrusion. We promptly engaged a leading cybersecurity firm, which has been conducting a comprehensive forensic review to determine the scope of the intrusion.
Well, the company is also facing questions about news that top executives made a previously unplanned sale of stock worth about $2 million in the days after the attack was discovered. Let's bring in Lorenzo Franceschi Bicchierai. He's a cybersecurity expert and staff writer at the Vice Tech website Motherboard. Lorenzo, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll start with the fact that consumers are just now finding out about this. Do you have questions about that?
Yeah. I mean, it's unclear why it took so long for Equifax to notify everyone. I mean, I'm sure, you know, there's usually some time between discovering the breach, investigating what happened, and finding out exactly what the damage is. But some people are rightfully a little mad and angry that it took so long.
Well, talk about what's here. It's not something that necessarily a consumer might go to. It's information that's given to Equifax by others. What does Equifax have?
Well, we're actually talking about credit card numbers, 209,000, more or less. You know, that's actually not too bad. You know, like it's annoying to get your credit card stolen, but you can replace it. These days, it's a relatively painless process. But in this case, the worst thing is that they lost social security numbers and home addresses and full names, date of birth, and in some cases, even driver license numbers. So if you have that, you're basically, you can impersonate anyone in front of everyone. So you can, you know, you can pretend to be me in front of my telephone company and get like, you know, change my plan or go to my bank and pretend to be me. You can do a whole lot of like very malicious attacks.
Yeah, go to pension plans, go into anything that people had considered private. How did this happen? Because Equifax had another breach just a year ago. W-2 tax and salary data was stolen. Why can't they protect against this?
Yeah, that's one of the big questions that they will have to answer at some point. And, you know, we can expect lawsuits or maybe even an FTC or, you know, even the DOJ investigation into this breach. But yes, I mean, given the past incidents, this is not looking very good.
Well, now the company said it's creating a website that people can use to see if they are victims of this hack. But it requires you to put in the last six digits of your social security number and your last name. People might be leery of giving them information. What else can you do to see if this involved you?
That's the only thing you can do right now. And unfortunately, the website itself wasn't very well designed. And one of my colleagues pointed it out yesterday in an article. She tried to see if she was a victim. And instead of, you know, getting a clear answer, yes, you were part of the breach, what the website tells you is check back on September 13th to get your customer ID number or something like that. And it's very confusing. You know, you're like, you might be distressed. You might be thinking, okay, am I part of this? And you go to the website and the website doesn't really give you an answer.
Well, and Equifax is also saying it's giving those free credit watch services to every American consumer, not just its customers. It lasts for a year. This is standard. If you've ever had a security breach like this, you get these letters offering you this free service. But on the other hand, then you become involved with these companies that get hacked. Look, does any of this matter, you know, contacting the company or finding out if, in fact, someone has made away with social security numbers?
Yeah, as a consumer, unfortunately, there's not much you can do other than, you know, being angry. One thing that you could do is apply a credit freeze to your credit. That basically stops anyone from checking your credit or using your identity without you knowing.
Look, we're hearing security analysts like one who spoke with the New York Times say on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of risk to consumers, this is a 10. How can consumers possibly protect themselves from this in advance? Is there any way? Is there something that you can do or not do so that your information doesn't even get to these companies?
I mean, unfortunately, the answer is no. The way the system is designed right now, we have to give up our social security numbers on multiple occasions to your landlord,
to get cable TV.
Yeah, to the insurance company, to your phone company. I mean, it's like, and they themselves then give it to companies like Equifax. So once you give up your social security number, which you have to do if you want to live a normal life, then it's out there and it might get stolen.
What questions do you have about the fact that some Equifax top executives had a big stock sale that had been unplanned just the days after they discovered this breach?
Yeah, that doesn't look very good. The company is saying that they didn't know about the breach and, you know, they just decided to sell their stock. And by chance, it happened a couple of days after the breach. I mean, it's possible. It just doesn't look very good right now.
No. Lorenzo Franceschi Bichirai, cybersecurity expert, staff writer at the Vice Tech website Motherboard. Lorenzo, thank you.
Thank you so much.